In today's episode, we discuss amputating rabbit's feet, Zac Efron's boycott of the High School Musical reunion, Ricky Dillon's duet with Snoop Dogg, which TV show Harry Styles should be on the next season of, and how Cher saved Michigan. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into any of today's topics, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Binge, my book. You know, it's not too late to pick up the book. A book lives forever. You can get it still. It's available in bookstores, on Amazon. You can get the audiobook on Audible. I spent a few days recording it, and it was so fun. And I will say, if you've already read it, like the physical copy, everyone's like, oh my god, you also need to get the audio copy, because it's a completely different experience. Also, it's an ebook. There's so many ways to get it. So, enjoy. Resolution for 2016 is not burping in the microphone. Yeah, because I know it just makes you so mad. Yeah.
I mean, do you ever want someone to burp directly in your ear?
You don't know if I'm going to say yes. If I'm in love, I think love's being okay with that.
I have a good bet that there's a couple people in this room who don't like it.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley.
What are you doing?
Who are you?
Are you starting a video?
No, I'm going to start.
Hello, everyone. Derp, derp, derp.
Why are you a bully?
Because that's not bully.
I would like you to tie-dye that shirt. I think that would be so cute.
Well, girl, then buy me a tie-dye kit.
I have one. What are you doing today?
You do not. You used it all with Hannah Hart.
I have a tie-dye kit.
You have extra?
Yes.
And we haven't tie-dyed.
Yes. What are you doing today?
And you filmed that video with her a year and a half ago.
Yes. I had mint hair then.
God, you're such a bad friend sometimes.
You're going to say you're such a bitch.
And to think I got you circus tickets for
Christmas.
Stop.
Anyway, Corey, how are you?
Would you show her your Cirque du Soleil,
oh
if you know
God.
What I mean?
Have you ever seen Cirque du Soleil?
I have, twice, in
I
fact.
Really, I don't, I when I say Cirque du Soleil, I do feel fancy, because it's, isn't it French or something? Whenever I say it, I feel fancy, or like ritzy. Or does that mean I'm like
trash? Oh my
trash?
God. Our literal garbage.
Garbage. That's like saying Tarjay.
That's
Tarjay
how makes fancy I feel when I call you garbage.
Okay.
Oh my god, is this like a subtle French? I didn't know you spoke it.
Oui. Do. Je ne sais.
Quoi?
No.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais.
Parlez. Parlez-vous.
When was the last time you had a croissant? And do you like croissants? Because they're a little flaky for me.
I just don't love a lot of bread in general.
Okay, yeah.
So I say no to breads.
She says no to bread?
I mean, there's this one bread I really like
at the grocery store. Tell me.
To the point, weren't you there when we were in Palm Springs and my mom had to bring the bread from my house all the way to Palm Springs because she loved the bread so much?
Well, I didn't know that was why. I thought she was just like bringing some supplies.
On a budget.
Yeah. We were traveling to Palm Springs together. And so I went to Corey's place and we were going to go from there together. And I get there, and Corey's mom is just like, has a half a loaf of bread in her hands, and she's like, I'm ready. I'm like, is that all you packed?
She was
girl?
Like, oh, it's nuts and seeds.
Oh, I don't like nuts
she
and
She was
seeds.
Like, this is great for eggs. I wouldn't want it on a sandwich.
Okay, well, I just get wheat, and I'm good to go.
And then they were like, oh, what kind is this? And I say, I take a picture.
I think.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I do take a picture.
Like, if I want to remember something,
yes.
Or if I need to get something from the store, I take a picture. I never remember what face lotion I use.
I take pictures, yeah.
I have to compare it when I get to the store.
I take pictures of my toiletries. I take pictures of, never foods, I don't think. Maybe
you don't ever have food in your house.
Right.
Not even a nuts and seeds bread.
Not even nuts and
your
seeds.
Your kitchen consists of emergency, Keurig capsules, hazelnut flavored Splenda.
I love my hazelnut flavored Splenda.
Yum, 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 yum. One can of like ravioli that you never eat. But I'm going to eat that.
No, here's what it is. You're very close. SpaghettiOs sent me a care package. So I have a can of SpaghettiOs in my cupboard. It's for emergencies.
Oh.
Well, I guess just one emergency.
I love spaghetti.
I'm not about to split it between
two. Do you like the
emergencies.
Ones with the baby hot dogs in it?
No, I've never had that, but I would really like to try it.
God, your family sucked growing up.
I will agree. Mom, if you're listening, you know my mom didn't buy me on-brand SpaghettiOs. We probably had Kroger-brand spaghetti circles is probably what they were called.
They couldn't even call it spaghetti.
Pasta circles. God. No, yeah.
It was called Noodle-O's.
I will say, when we had Kraft macaroni and cheese, I felt rich.
Yeah.
Because we always had...
You were like, Mom spent the dollar
we
ten
couldn't
today.
Get the blue box, honey. And when it was shaped like something else, fuck. Like, that was like having a Lunchable for lunch.
I bet for your birthday one year, she probably got you like SpongeBob macaroni.
Yes. Yeah. So that would be a...
You were like,
that
Mom
would be,
went over birthday budget.
That would be like birthday budget. You want to know like fucking like win the Powerball budget? Velveeta.
Girl.
We did not do that creamy shell. Are
Our
you kidding me?
Our family has Velveeta. Oh, I guess we were rich.
Well, you lived on the other side of the Jackson tracks.
Oh my God, I guess we were just so rich with our Velveeta.
Well, Velveeta is rich. Thick, creamy, thick, rich. Thick, thick, thick.
I should actually get some on the way to wherever I'm going today.
You know, like topic-wise?
Yeah. Where are we going?
You know, I'll tell you. I'm going to get there with a transition from rich. You know who's too rich?
2 Chainz.
No, we could go to 2 Chainz, but do you have anything to say about him?
No.
No.
He's
What's
not,
he up to?
Nothing.
I saw a tweet
He's
from 2 Chainz.
He's got a third chain, though.
Oh. 3 Chainz. I saw a tweet from him, and I don't know if it was real. It was just like a screenshot. It was like, it said, 2 Chainz, comma, 0 girlfriends. Sad smiley face. So I guess sad face. I guess you wouldn't say sad smiley face.
Maybe it's like a... He's confused.
Sometimes I do a semicolon and then a bracket. So a sad winking face.
Oh.
But like a sad winking robot.
Yeah.
Alan Winky Oakley.
I don't.
Does not like it.
Good to know.
No, so
I'm glad I'm
going with this.
All up to date on what?
Okay.
Your robot Mile smile is.
What?
Mile.
Oh my God. Remember? Not Mileage Club.
I do. You cheated at Mileage Club.
I did cheat at Mileage Club. And
Mileage Club was when
you
had to run laps at recess.
Yeah.
Do you all still have that?
Yeah. What are the kids up to? Are they forced?
No. These days they have iPod Club. And they sync up their phones and compare Spotify playlists.
Okay. Well, calm down.
Speaking of which, check out mine.
Oh, my God. Corey, I bet you anything, we had a kid in my grade who was like the fast kid. And I bet that was you.
Oh,
His name was Eddie, and he would literally just run all of recess and collect. So you had,
and then and
you
get
this,
the
like,
shoelaces with the feet.
Yes. So you had, and they were like currency in elementary school. But you had this like, I bet you anything we've already talked about this.
One time I ate one because I thought it was a Flintstones
You're
vitamin.
You're a fucking idiot. I was too lazy and or out of shape to actually do the laps to collect the stamps on your card.
Yeah.
They were like punches in your card and you would get the whole thing punched. You turn it in for prizes. Usually you'd get those little feet that you'd put through your shoelaces. Anyway.
Or you'd make it into a sick choker, bro.
Okay. Anyway. Ew, you probably did.
Man, I had that sick Mileage Club
Well,
choker.
I was so lazy that I think the biggest thrill for me in second grade was when I, snuck up to the top bunk, which was where Travis slept. I snuck up to the top bunk to hide, to get as far away as I could from my parents with a puncher that my mom would use for her scrapbooks. And I would punch out all the stops on my slip. And then I'd come into class the next day and be like, oh, I'm so close to finishing my full card from all my running during recess. And I think everyone knew, but I think they had pity on me because I was the big girl.
Yeah. I found that sick Mileage Club necklace, bro.
Show me.
I think I'm going to make one.
Oh, my God. Core. On fleek, I think, is what a child might
See,
say about that.
I was always... I was...
Me trying to be relatable.
Afraid to get, like, an ugly color foot. I always wanted, like, a good, like...
Well, don't you get to pick?
Yeah, but sometimes if they were running low,
what color?
David Richardson was out there collecting all of them, so then the rest of us had to pick through the garbage.
Mm. I think those days I was more into collecting keychains for my book bag. I remember distinctly the moment I decided no more keychains on my book bag because I took them all off at once and I put my book bag on the next day and it felt like I was carrying nothing. because my book bag was so weighed down. It was just like on the race when we would like get rid of clothes. I was like, oh my God. Like
my mom knew that we were very big into Lucky Rabbit's feet.
Oh my God. Of course you were.
Oh yeah. I had like.
So was Jana. My sister.
Listen, for those of you who don't know, there were sweet keychains called Lucky Rabbit's feet. Were those real rabbit's feet?
No. Well, maybe.
I think they were. They had toenails and claws.
They did have claws, but where are these footless rabbits? Or were they taking them from corpse rabbits? Were they amputating real rabbits? I guess corpse rabbits are real, but like, were they amputating alive rabbits?
I don't know.
You know where I was going?
You can get a dozen for $3, though.
What?
Shit.
Where I was going with, you know who's too rich?
I used to rub the Lucky Rabbit's on my face. Like,
poor.
It was a soft touch to your soft face.
You know who's too rich?
You would have loved a Lucky Rabbit's foot to the face.
Let me get there.
Okay, who's too rich?
Zac Efron.
Oh.
He's too rich.
Because he's making dumb movies? He's just like,
no,
I'm so
he's
rich,
so
I can
rich.
Make a dumb movie.
He ain't coming back for the 10-year anniversary for High School Musical. Did you see High School Musical ever?
No, I don't think I did.
Are you kidding?
But I do know we're all in this together.
Okay, good.
And I know Zac Efron didn't sing in the first one.
Really?
No, and then he put in his contract, y'all better let me effing sing if you're going to be in the second one.
That's how I feel about
And
Service.
Then they went to a
they
golf course.
They wouldn't let
course.
Me sing in Service.
I did all your singing for you.
And
I also had to rub a rabbit's foot on your face as part of your
it's
rider.
It's the 10-year anniversary of High School Musical, which means... Oh, you were already in college when the first one came out, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was about to finish high school. We had High School Musical parties and we would all sing along, me and all my drama friends. I know. Yeah, I know. But,
girl, it came out in 2006.
Yeah, I know.
I was like practically done with college.
Anyway, 2007 or 2008, the second one or the third one came out and it was the hot movie to show when I was a camp counselor. Remember during the summers when I was like a sports camp counselor? Sometimes one of the activities I would take the kids to was movie night, and I got to let them vote on it, and everyone always wanted to watch High School Musical.
I did just see, who's Sharpay's brother?
Ryan. Oh, yeah, Ryan. Well, in the movie, he's something Gabriel.
Lucas Grabeel?
Yeah, yeah.
Grabeel? Like sorry.
I had the biggest crush on him.
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
I saw him in concert the other day.
I know. Well, 10 years ago, I had a crush on him. I'm sorry.
I went to this Disney sing-along. Well, we weren't supposed to sing. They were just supposed to sing. And
so just a concert.
I went to, it was like a Disney open mic night sort of thing. And he did this like cool acoustic version of Part of Your World. And it was actually V good.
Well, I loved him in High School Musical.
V-G-U-D.
when he did, what's that song? Always Right Beside Me or something?
Are you still talking about High School Musical?
Yes.
How am I supposed to know that? I just told you.
Anyway,
well,
I want you to learn the girl's part. I'll learn the boy's part. We'll do a duet someday. It was so good. Me and Sarah. You remember Sarah Kosick? We would always do that. We would always do that. And it opens with their hands going like this through the curtain.
So are you going to see the college reunion or whatever?
Okay, well, they're not. They're doing just a 10-year anniversary reunion. And
they're all just hanging out?
And they're hanging out. Like, I think they're hanging out and they're talking about their favorite moments or maybe probably talking about like their memories from set. Anyway, Zac Efron didn't go. The star didn't even go. Vanessa Hudgens went.
Weird. I looked it up. You can look up the Lucas Grabeel Part of Your World. And it's actually from the show I was at. Somebody uploaded his full performance to Part of Your World by Little Mermaid. Watch it. It's good. I'll show it to you after.
I would like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that I think Miley had a cameo in one of the High School Musicals?
No, she never did.
Yes, 100%. And it's a beach scene. Fans were urged. Fans were urged to vote on which Disney star they wanted to have a cameo in the next High School Musical.
A beach scene?
A pool scene. Overwhelmingly,
she won.
Smilers all voted for their queen, Miley Cyrus.
Who did she beat? I mean, what were the choices at that point?
Probably Ricky Ullman. Remember Ricky Ullman?
No.
Who was that girl? He was Phil of the Future. I was in love with him.
Who was that girl who would do like Camp Rock with the Jonas Brothers? Exactly.
Are you joking? Demi Lovato.
No.
Yes. What do you mean, who was that girl? I think it was Demi Lovato.
No.
I mean,
no.
Who
no.
can never be sure?
No. Oh, wait.
Was it?
What?
I think it was. And that was the time when Demi was dating
one
of the Jonas
Demi,
Brothers.
I'm sorry.
Did
no,
you see...
I thought it was like Victoria...
Justice.
Justice,
did
maybe.
You see the bonus Jonas is having a major moment right now?
I'm sure she is.
Frankie Jonas... all of his brothers just tweeted a picture of him from a photo shoot, and they were like, wow, watch out, ladies. Frankie is here. Like, they're all trying to, like, make Frankie Jonas happen. Maybe he is happening.
So is he having a solo career?
Oh, my God. Frankie Jonas, bonus Jonas
Speaking
career.
Speaking of solo careers, did you see Liam's Instagrams?
No. What did he do?
Well,
he
Instagrammed him, like, singing an R&B song, and, like,
bored.
Instagram posted, like, just a little fun song I wrote.
Boring,
and
boring.
So all the news... outlets ran Liam's solo career. Listen to a snippet of his first single.
Boring.
When, like, they're just so sensationalist. Just going for the headlines, getting those one deers to click it.
You know what yesterday was?
Judge Judy's birthday.
No, I was going to say the 2-year anniversary of Liam and I having a moment.
In the sun?
Yeah.
Oh, I lied. Judge Judy's birthday's in October.
So why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Well, did you know what I heard about Judge Judy?
What?
See, this is why I did it.
Oh, my God.
I heard that, well, this, again, sensationalism, journalism, whatever. They're all like, 10% of Americans think Judge Judy's on the Supreme Court.
That's a lie.
I'm like, well, you can't
That's like
interview
the same
100
as...
people and have 10 of them say it, and
it's
then suddenly you got
to...
I'm
going to
become... I'm starting to... blog.
Oh, you are?
It's going to be called Daddy's Truths.
Okay. Daddy's Truths?
Yes.
I would like to hear some of Daddy's
Truths. Daddy's Truths is not that
the
10
father.
People think she's a president.
Oh, my God.
I lost track of
she's
what
she's got
I
a star
saying.
On the Hall of Shame? Or the Walk
Girl,
of
Girl, that's you
fame.
On the Hall of Shame.
Corey, we live in Los Angeles. We should go to her star.
Judge Judy's?
Yes. Did you
I had
see,
to take a deep breath and think about it because you know how much I hate that. Like,
did we talk
part
about
of the,
those the stars? Or I think we recently talked about it.
I
in the
think
podcast.
So too.
Yeah. How you have to like pay for the
yes,
upkeep of the
you
star
tried to
and
tell
whatever.
Everyone that. And again, I don't believe
I
it.
I do believe it.
Show me the receipts.
Anyway,
for your purchase star and the cleaning fees.
Girl, it's like you need that Clorox bleach wipe.
I just wish there was a website that you could be like, where is Judge Judy's star?
There is.
And then
no.
they'd be like, you want to make a right off of
There's,
Sunset.
There, Corey, are you kidding? Search Walk of Stars map. And there you have it. Lists of stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I got to scroll. Can
oh my
I
God.
Command
There's so
F?
Many. Yes. And then you can. Yes. Oh, my God. This is actually a great Wikipedia page. List of stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You can sort by... It's all sorted by alphabet. And you can Command F. And it says what category they got their star for. And then what the exact address is of that star. How nice.
So what did you look?
List of stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's a Wikipedia page. Anyway, you can get a star for 5 different categories. Radio, motion picture, television. Recording.
Wait, does this count as
in
recording?
In live performance.
I think this is... Does this count as recording or as radio?
Oh, my God. We can't... We're... Is this... Can we get a...
You think we're never going to get a Walk of Fame star for
well,
this?
Well, they were just doing a petition to the Academy to now have streaming as one of the categories, to add streaming to be the 6th category, because digital things are... They say by 2020, digital streaming will overtake...
TV. Well, I noticed when I was watching the
so
Golden Globes.
So they're urging the Hollywood Walk of Fame committee to include streaming as another category.
Well, I felt like when I watched the Golden Globes, like half of the shows that were nominated were either Netflix or Amazon streaming. And like I hadn't even heard of any of them. And I feel like I watch a lot of TV.
Really? Oh, you know
what was
that?
That Mozart in the Jungle.
I don't even know.
It was
know
winning
what
that
a lot. Means. That
was the one with the guy you thought was cute.
Ooh, I'm
oh,
here.
No, I lied.
You're
Mr.
thinking of
Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Did you figure out who he was?
He is so cute.
I Googled him.
He has
after.
Got a twin brother.
I. Saw that on a talk show. What's his name? Look him up.
Hot.
Look him up. I'm going to talk about him.
Okay.
So I was Googling him for you.
Oh. Is he
and
gay?
No, but oh. I found a clip.
Why are we always trying to set me up?
He looks short, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like
I saw
five...
him at the Globes.
Okay, Mr.
I will
Robot.
Google his height. He should be the lead
Rami,
one.
I think is how he's...
Yeah, probably. So wait, I Googled him for
I
you last night, and I found a little video of him stripping.
He's 5'9", and you have a stripping.
This is like the kids are.
Oh my starry-eyed surprise!
Is he verified on Twitter? Like, oh, what's his deal?
Oh my god! Oh my god, y'all! This is the moment.
This is all you do is you find cute boys and then you like follow them on Twitter and then unfollow and then follow and unfollow.
Okay, no, I would so never. I don't do that
verified
at all.
User notification.
He follows 27 people. Am I one of them?
Well, I am shocked.
He follows Christian Slater.
Well, because I think they were on the show together.
Yeah, okay, well. He follows Spike Lee, Lena Dunham, Tom Hanks. Okay.
So you're saying
there's a chance. He is so cute. You know who dresses him?
Who?
The same person who dresses him.
No.
Yes! And she has always been saying, Ashley dresses me.
Yeah.
Okay. For like fancy events.
She dresses me.
And every time she'd come over for a fitting, she'd be like, so have you started watching Mr. Robot yet? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what is she talking about? But now I'm like, so that's what she's talking about.
Maybe all along. Maybe
she gets to do his inseam.
Maybe when she's dressing him, he's like, oh, so you know Tyler Oakley.
Hopefully. Wait, what if she's saying to him, have you started watching Matchmaker,
make me a match and set this love on fire.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, this will be weird if...
I have to play this for him.
Yes.
And then suddenly.
Okay, so here I am watching his stripping video.
I think you should save that for when daddy's alone.
Perhaps I'll watch this alone.
I can't wait for daddy's truth blog.
Oh, God.
It's just going to be me spilling tea, honey. Okay. Or should it be called daddy's tea spilling, honey?
Speaking of spilling tea. You know who spilled 180,000 gallons or bottles or something of water? Cher.
Are you talking about Cher sharing water with Flint, Michigan?
Yeah. How do you feel? The hero of Michigan? Some say.
Hometown hero.
Hometown hero.
You and her should really do, make Flint better.
Oh, my God. Why not? You know, I gotta say, Cher's not even from Michigan, and she's given 180,000 water bottles to Flint, Michigan. So as you probably don't know, Michigan had like lead in their water. It was drama. The government was poisoning them or something. I saw all my Facebook was all about it because everyone's in Michigan. Anyway, Cher's not even from Michigan, and she's donating 180,000 bottles to Michigan.
What are you up to?
I'm saying, what's Madonna up to?
Oh, I know. And Madonna had like the highest grossing tour of last year.
Madonna up to? If Cher can give, blah, 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 et cetera, whatever. But I'm just saying, good for Cher. In between all those emoji ridden tweets, she had time to send over her Arrowhead. Isn't that what that bottle?
I was like, are you being problematic?
No.
Are you going to shoot a bow and arrow?
No. What's your favorite, water bottle brand? Or do you not drink water bottle because of the earth?
I don't, but you know I love my Soda Stream.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, we got to give some love to our sponsors. They're not a sponsor.
No.
But everyone tweet at Soda Stream and tell them to sponsor the podcast.
No, I mean, I don't need them to send me any of the flavor capsules like the Coke or the Sprite, which I don't even think it's really that. I just like my water with bubbles.
Okay.
It's a real...
I didn't know that soda... Cream, is it called cream soda? Or what are you talking about? Soda.
I'm talking about soda. Sparkling water.
Sparkling soda.
Soda water.
Soda water. I didn't know that it
it's just
started
water.
As water.
It's just
Hannah
water.
Taught me that.
What did you think it was?
I didn't know. I thought it was like soda.
You know
that
there's
pop.
You know that there's water in pop, though,
I know
right?
that. But I didn't know that it was just water, but with bubbles. That's what it is. I thought it was like added stuff.
So is or isn't a potato a bean?
Anyway, I need you to guess what brand of water bottle Cher sent to Flint, Michigan.
Iron Mountain.
Close.
Dasani.
Not close. Iron Mountain was very close because think of the scenery of that.
There aren't mountains in Flint.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a brand.
With a mountain?
Yeah, maybe.
Iron Mountain.
No.
Mountain Ice Mountain.
No.
This is a horrible game.
Icelandic Glacial.
Okay. You literally think I would have guessed that? You are so garbage dumb. Delete it, fat.
Oh, my God. Don't.
You know what we need
to talk about? Ricky Dillon teaming up with Snoop Dogg, Problematic.
Okay.
Can you believe
that they tried to rip off Katy Perry and Juicy J. I can believe.
Oh my. Okay. Whoa.
They're going for that sick trap game.
I will say,
and all
Ricky
they
Dillon
got was sick.
Oh my. Don't be rude. Anybody that comes for Katy, you can't drag them. I guess you can.
Daddy's truth.
I was living. I mean, Ricky Dillon featuring Snoop Dogg.
I'd much rather talk about his behind the scenes dance video.
Oh my God.
To
was it Hands
Selena
to Myself?
Gomez, Hands to Myself.
I think it's on a second channel, right?
Yeah.
It's not on Pickle
and
Banana.
No. Oh. It's on Ricky Vlogs or something.
Anyway, it's like a behind the scenes.
I can't believe you're admitting to being such a Ricky Dillionaire.
Oh my God. Well, there we were.
Do you call his fans Dillionaires?
I don't know.
Or
Pickles?
Was he Pickle or Banana?
I don't know.
Long story short is. Tyler's
No. Here's the story long. Corey could not stop watching. There's this video of a whole bunch of goths dancing under a bridge. And you can put it
just
to any song.
Goths dancing. I tried it.
You can put it to any song and it works. And Corey put it to Problematic, Ricky Dillon featuring Snoop Dogg. And it was everything.
To be fair.
TBF.
I first put it on the new Alex Newell song, because
that Alex Newell song is so good.
It had come out that same day, and I just was thinking, I bet goths would dance to this. And the Alex Newell song, it just worked up perfectly. So then I tried it with Problematic by Ricky Dillon, and it was another match made in heaven.
Corey, you know what it probably won't work to?
What?
One Direction. I have seen that it's confirmed that they're no longer going to be together.
So you don't want to talk about Liam Payne's solo career.
No.
But then 10 minutes later, you're going
to
make me talk about them disbanding.
No. You know what I'm going to? Harry Styles is rumored to be on the next season of Scream Queens. What would you even do or say?
Girl, I
would be about that.
I would say, hold up, Scream Queens got a second season?
Girl.
Because I watched 2 episodes of that awful show, and I want my life back.
Wow.
I think I actually watched 3 episodes because the first premiere episode was 2
I would
hours.
Rather see Harry Styles in Making a Murderer second season.
Is he the murdered?
I don't know. No. I hope not.
Did you watch Making a Murderer?
Yeah, I finished it. I think the biggest thing I took away from it, well, a lot of things I took away from it, but one thing that really sticks out.
Are you
going to
spoil anything?
No.
Okay.
One thing that really sticks out is, so they got, you know, it's about a murder case. Did he do it? Did he not do it? Et cetera, blah, blah, blah. One thing that he was convicted of that they never even brought up again, they mentioned it in passing, he threw a cat into a fire.
He doused the cat in oil and then threw it over the fire.
They mentioned it in passing once, and then they went on to the, and then they, what?
That was in the 80s. Not that I'm condoning it.
Oh, so anybody got a free pass to throw a cat in a fire in the 80s? PETA was all like, why is everyone ignoring the fact that he threw a cat in the fire?
He got in trouble for it.
I will say. Well, yeah, he got. And he served,
yeah.
He served his
I'm not
time.
Saying it's okay, but he got arrested for
that. He served his
that.
Time. He's, whatever.
I didn't like that he tried to make it sound like it was an accident.
Oh, well, yeah.
Girl, you don't dip a
you
cat
don't
in.
Dip a cat in.
You,
in a
if you're
cat.
Dipping a cat in anything, it's in ranch and then the deep fryer.
So, what's
it's
the line?
It's called a double encrusted ranch cat. I think that's where we end this.
Okay, so Corey and I have to go eat some double encrusted ranch cat.
Double encrusted ranch cat. I think that's the hashtag, babes.
Send it a picture of your favorite cat on fire. Katniss Everdeen.
No.
They call her the Katniss
please.
On fire.
No, send us a cute cat and say, I wouldn't double
Wait,
dip and crust this ranch
if
cat.
He doused a
cat in
and
oil.
Burned it. Uh-huh. Was he ahead of his time with Girl on Fire, Katniss Everdeen?
No.
Did he predict the future?
I think he's teasing
Steve
an animal.
Steve Avery making a murder more like making a franchise? The world
making,
may never know.
Or making a ranch? Double encrusted ranch cat.
Franchise.
All right.
Okay.
You should follow me on social media sites. It's at Corey Cool. KOREYKUHL. And Tyler's over there.
Hey, what's mine?
You can get
spell
him too. He's Tyler Oakley. That's Tyler Oakley at .com.
Okay. If you like this episode, be sure to give it a rating on iTunes. I would love to hear what you think. All you gotta do is go to iTunes, look up Psychobabble, and give it some 5 stars. Maybe even include your Twitter handle in your review, and we're gonna give you some love if you do. That's all. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.